Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Jaylee, and you are listening to DJ Diaries.
Hello, and welcome to the DJ Diaries, a podcast where Lara Fraser and myself, Lara Pradelska, talk to our favorite DJs that have agreed to come on and speak to us about the big, the bad, the dirty, the naughty, and above all, what they're up to.
And today we've got Jaylee in with us, and I am so, so excited to have you here. First of all, I haven't seen you in a really long time. Second of all, Jaylee is not only an incredible DJ, she's a producer, she's a mummy, she's a radio host, she's a podcaster, she's all of the above. And I really can't wait to have a chat to you about everything, because I think there's a lot of stuff that you do that I don't even know about that I'd like to kind of squeeze out from you today.
Welcome, Jaylee. Tell us, how are you?
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Really well. Now, we have to start off by saying you have just had a baby and you have just uploaded the cutest video, which is literally after this going to go viral if it hasn't already, which is you DJing with the baby strapped on. Tell me, first of all, how did that all come along, and how is being a DJ mama?
It's, you know what? I was always so freaking scared to be a mum and a DJ. Mm-hmm. And I think all DJs feel this, female DJs anyway. They're like, I can't do both. And you really can. So how it came about, I'm a big fan of Britney. I mean, I come from the year of like when she was up and coming, I was a teen pop kid thing. And as I got older and into more tech house, I kind of fell out of love with pop music a little bit and was like going down the DJ lifestyle. But then I still had like that inner love child feeling for Britney. And my friend turned around, he went, you've never done a mashup with Britney. And I was like, oh yeah, maybe I should. And that day, my nanny cancelled. So I didn't have an opportunity to record it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to strap him on and hope for the best. Anyway, I'm playing and he starts grabbing the decks and like trying to play it as well. But he's just picked up a little rattle and he'll like rattle it. But instead of like shaking it like baby shake it, he goes like this with his wrist. Like,
oh my God. Rhythm. He's a baby raver.
I know.
And I also want to say, you grew up on tour, right?
So basically, my dad used to like wire up stages, was the sound designer for Monty Python, did all the movies from a very young age. And he was, I just even remember watching him on Top of the Pops. Like, they would pull in everyone. And he still, to this day, works with all the Pythons. So when he was on tour and he did the Super Bowl, I think it's called the Super Bowl in LA, and he'd go away and come back and then be on tour with them or go on tour with another band, and he used to manage bands and I was always there by his side.
So is your baby growing up the same way?
100%. What'd you say? I need to get sponsored by one of those baby headphone brands.
Exactly.
Buy him headphones and cover his and protect his ears, really.
Yeah.
With little rockets on it, because his name's Rocket.
His name is Rocket. So I would love to chat a little. We have a quick fire question thingy that we usually start out with, and I think, should we get it?
Yeah,
that? Let's do
so
it.
So the rules of the game are, you have to answer quickly, you have to answer honestly.
Fire question.
Yes, and whatever comes to your head, and it does not have to be PC.
Yes, because this is our podcast and you can
and
say...
And we're DJs.
And we're DJs and we're still a rock and roll, no matter what. Even if mommy's, even if older, whatever it is.
He's going to watch this when he's older.
I know.
And
Rocket,
he's gonna love
this
it.
Is for you.
This is for you, Rocket. Right. Let's get started. Go-to song. What makes everyone dance?
Oh, Get the Party Started by... So it's a remake
Pink.
Of Pink, but it isn't Pink. It's a new version.
Ooh,
and it's a house DJ.
I need
okay,
to hear that.
Yeah. Started. Send that to me, please.
It's really, really good. Can I find out the artist really quickly?
Yeah.
Can you drop it in?
Yeah.
It
of
is
course.
Get the Party Started, West End.
Right. Hip hop or house?
House.
Turntables or CDJs?
CDJs.
If you had to be on one reality TV show, what would it be?
The Kardashians.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's the best one
that's
I've heard.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. And
you want to be Kim K's best friend.
Absolutely. Smoking or edibles?
Edibles.
Cool.
Okay. Sober or drinking while DJing?
Ooh, sober.
Sober.
Okay. So now that we've touched upon that, I would like to know... We had a couple of DJs on here already. We've had sober DJs on here. We've had DJs who like to have a party. Where do you stand on all of that?
I don't shit where I eat.
Good.
I like that.
I like that a lot. It is a lesson I've only learned over the years. And it is something that's really interesting that you say that. Have you learned that, or was that something that you picked up immediately?
When I started learning to DJ, it was a guy called DJ Jojo from Nightcrashers, and he made me swear on the decks that I would never do drugs or drink on the decks while I was playing. And he was like, no.
Do you mean literally on the deck?
No, as in like, you promised to like quit. To never basically be drunk or high on the decks.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Because, I mean, I'm literally...
You don't shit where you eat.
I don't shit where I eat. And I don't know. We all like a drink. But to be honest, I love to get a glass, like a cocktail or a drink. But when you have so many gigs, it really implements your health.
Correct.
Drinking. And that was a thing that I always was looking at Avicii's lifestyle. And there was an interview he did. And he said, I was drinking... like a bottle of vodka every single gig.
Wow.
And hungover and then going to the next gig and the next gig. And it just tore my life apart and like he became run down. And I think it's a lot to do with alcohol. Alcohol's a poison at the end of the day, you know. And you have to be so careful because we are surrounded. They either think you're a drug dealer or they think you have drugs on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As a DJ.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't, we need to like break that facade. Like, and people lose respect of DJs because of that. So how many people have you turned around and gone, I'm a DJ, and you feel like they judge you by saying
absolutely.
That comment?
Yeah.
And that is because we are so conditioned to think DJs equal drugs and alcohol. Mm. And it shouldn't be like that because it's about the music.
Well, I think exactly, especially if you look at people like Deborah DeLuca who do, you know, you fly every single day and I know you have a similar lifestyle. It's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
Correct.
Do you feel like some people get into the habit of drinking during their sets and are unable to feel like they perform as well when they
don't? Absolutely. I feel like that's one of the main reasons why people do drink is because it's a confidence issue. But they need to be, they need to look themselves in the mirror. And I produce podcasts as well. And I listen to a lot of people that are influenced by, well, they've had great lives because of actions they've taken in their life. And one of them said, his name is Barry Hearn. And he's a big, is it Football Focus or something? Everyone's going to be like, no, he does this. Anyway, he gave the advice of always give yourself the pep talk in the mirror in front of yourself.
Right.
Talk to yourself about it and like condition yourself to have the confidence to not have to drink to play.
What would your pep talk be?
I feel like I've grown out of the YOLO lifestyle now.
Yeah.
You only live once now. I feel like I've completely passed that. But don't get me wrong. I have been at gigs where I have been drinking and being drunk. And it makes I used to be like, it makes me a better DJ. It fucking doesn't make me a better DJ. It's just I don't notice the mistakes. Yeah. You know, I just don't notice the mistakes I make because I'm absolutely wasted.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, let's all drink after it. Or what I do, actually, and a really good tip is, if you do want to drink, it's a beautiful summer's day, you're playing on a rooftop, you're playing in a beach club, right? Mm. Get a spritzer, a wine spritzer or something, and keep them topping it up with sparkling water. And that trick is amazing because it can last. I mean, if you're doing a 90-minute set, or only last you 90 minutes, but you'll find yourself only having like two spritzers max in a 5-hour set.
Yeah.
And that's the one. You're diluting yourself with water as well. Spritzers are the one.
Worst after party you've ever been to.
That's the one. Worst after party, worst gig.
Oh, worst after party I've ever been to. I've been to some terrible after parties.
Haven't we all?
Where I've just gone, why don't you end here on the peak and not try to continue the night? Don't chase the night. That's my advice.
Mm.
Go leave on a high, because you come back and you go, oh my God, I had the best night ever.
Yeah, but baby, we asked what your worst after party was. I didn't ask for your advice.
My worst after party, when I was playing.
Mm. Yeah. Like, you know, when everyone's like, oh, let's get the DJ to come back to the after party. Sounds like a great idea.
You know what? At after parties, I literally play 3 tracks and then I walk away and put a mix on, because I'm done. I have reached that level of and I'll always find somebody in the crowd being like, you want a DJ? Oh, perfect, jump on.
Yeah. That's literally what I do.
Because people think it's a hobby. And it is a hobby, you know. Obviously it is fun, but yes, after, especially, I know, Laura, you do long sets at the moment because you do two residencies.
5-hour sets, babe.
Yeah, and then it's like, you don't want to DJ after that, do you?
No, and there's no one in this world that would make me as well, because if I go to the after party and someone goes, you DJ, I just DJed 5 hours, you DJ. Yeah,
you're exhausted and you're so deflated, because now I understand why people need like other, I know I'm going to drag this on a little bit longer, but substances getting off stage, because your adrenaline is so high.
Correct.
As well, and like, you need to come down. How are you going to come down? I just feel like making a long bath is probably the best advice ever, because if you go to the party, you're going to be chasing the night.
Yeah,
actually. I agree. We actually did that for a very long time when we started out. Is we would actually, I think,
You're on such a high. You're like, where did we go?
And then also we did the club scene, and then we would just spend the money we just made on going.
Yeah,
yeah.
But also we really didn't. It did take us a while to realize that it's a job.
Yeah.
And I think that it's very easy with the free drinks and everything that come to you. But it's like you said before, you do not become a better DJ when you're drunk. And I really hear you in that. Mm-hmm. You don't hear the mistakes, but everybody else might not be as drunk as you.
I do have a funny story, which I'll say on another night. But I do remember one time DJing when we just started out, and we DJed in at a really cool venue, actually, in Shoreditch. And we were drinking that night, and you went to the bathroom, and while you were in the bathroom, I thought, I'm just going to try some things out. You know, she's in the bathroom. I'm just going to do some scratching, some whatever the hell I was doing. And I was like, that was really good. And you literally returned and came to the booth and went, what the fuck was that? And I thought I had just like broken through my. So...
God,
do you remember that?
I remember that so clearly. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was literally sitting there going... What is happening? No! Came out, I was running.
Were you just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, stop it.
Yeah. To be fair, everyone was very drunk in that venue, so I think it was just fine.
It was fine. Okay. Now, I want to talk about being a mommy, a new mommy. So I will say, and I hope that's okay to say, that I knew you were pregnant very, very early on, and you were only, I think, I want to say 7 weeks along.
I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, it might have been 5. It was definitely very early. And
I felt like I needed to tell someone.
And I was so honored that you told me, because we were working to, in fact, I had a DJ lesson with you. Yeah. And you told me that, and you just, you know, mixing whilst you're telling me I'm also pregnant, and we're also moving, and I just, from then, and here we are, nearly, what, how much later?
He's now 6 months today.
Congratulations. Happy birthday, little rocket.
Yeah, he's 6 months. So that means I was only, so you're pregnant for actually 10 months.
Yeah.
So 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So it was about... 14 months ago. A year and 2 months ago.
Okay, wow. Talk me through everything. How has your life been? How have you adapted? Because, girl, you, first of all, you look exactly the same as you did before you were pregnant. I know you were working out and working throughout your entire pregnancy. I know you've changed hospitals. Talk to us a little bit about as much as you want.
I was scared because our lifestyle doesn't seem to add up to having a baby, really, you know, especially the traveling. And I didn't think I could do it, but I wanted to prove to myself, not anybody else, that I could possibly do it. And then hopefully it would inspire people to be able to do it as well and not be scared of childbirth. Because I have to say, childbirth or having a child, he is the greatest gift I've ever experienced. And I didn't understand that when people would tell me that. I was just like, yeah, sure. But as it's come every day, the feeling gets stronger. Mm-hmm. And they really do understand energies, babies. Mm-hmm. So like if I've been stressed about work or something, he really does feed off my energy. Mm. And I think he's been surrounded by music the whole time as well. So it's not like I can play music and he'll be passed out in his like little bassinet and I'll be like making a tech house track.
And it's fine. Yeah. And so tell me, you worked up until very...
Yeah.
Is that right?
So my whole idea was I did want to always have kids, but like down the line later, I met my partner a lot later than I wanted to. I wanted to meet somebody in my early 20s. I was in my late 20s, and then we fell pregnant and we thought, okay, well, I'm in my early 30s, let's just go and do this, because what do we have to lose? We'll make it work. Everybody, my mother-in-law even said, she was like, you will find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And we have. Mm-hmm. But what actually really did make an impact of my mentality to process it all was the lockdown. Mm-hmm. Because it was very much, you can't rely on DJing at the moment because obviously all the clubs are shut. So what are you going to do to make money? And that was when I was like, I friggin' love podcasts. So why don't I help people produce podcasts?
Yeah, brilliant idea, by the way. Fantastic.
Well, I was always doing adverts and sound design and working with different brands. I've just come off a huge campaign with Lululemon and that was friggin' awesome. And I just loved podcasts as well. Let's put two and two together and help podcasters and make their podcast sound great. The one person I really want to get to is Tony Robbins, because
you will.
There's one section that hangs like, and I'm like, cut that shit out. Why do you have that in there, guys? Don't cut that out, by the way, because that's an...
Slide that in the DMs.
Slide that in the DMs. Come on. Nobody wants to hear you like choking on your water. We want to get as much information in the 60 minutes that we possibly have in podcasts.
Exactly.
So, so basically, that's why I was more comfortable with going, okay, I'll step back from DJing for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I've got the podcast thing. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out that way, because I ended up DJing until I was 9 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. They were really scared my waters were going to break on stage.
Oh my gosh.
And luckily they hadn't. And I pulled through. I managed it. People would bring me a chair. Mm. And I was like, why are you bringing me a chair? Jimmy, you need to sit. I was like, I'm fine. And I was fine because I exercised the whole way through it. And that was great. And then I went back to work 3 weeks after he was born. Mm. But also, looking back now, I wish I gave my body time to recover, because it really took it out on me going back that early. Like, I wet myself during the gig, which was great.
Mm. Oh my gosh. were there some milk nipple spills as well?
Oh my gosh. Well, I ended up having to stop breastfeeding because I got mastitis, which is an infection of the milk, because I had my LVs, which are brilliant, but number one, very they painful. Leak. And they got infected because I was disinfecting them with boiling water, and yeah, I got mastitis, gave myself an infection. That impacted Rocket. He didn't want my milk. He wasn't eating. And then we ended up turning to Aptamil formula. He was a changed baby once we got him on formula.
Really? Mm.
But there was a lot of judgmental moms being like, oh my God, like, let me help you with the breastfeeding journey. And I was like, actually, this suits my lifestyle a little bit more. Like, it gives the freedom for everybody to feed him. And I'm in a position where I have to work at the moment, especially since the pandemic. We lost a big chunk of income with that. Yeah. But I did make my own company.
Yeah, I did want to say so I was looking through your Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And the main comments that you're getting at the moment is from other mothers, women in music or whatever, being like, you are a huge inspiration to us being able to juggle work with, becoming a mother. Mm-hmm. As females in music and media industries, mm-hmm. having a child is obviously a very big thing because it changes your appearance and the lifestyle that you need to maintain, obviously, to stay in the sector. Mm-hmm. Now, what I wanted to ask you is, did you have anyone to look at the way that these women are looking to you as an inspiration or maybe even a guideline or anything like that?
Great question. Annie Mack.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she has, I think she's got two kids.
She's got two, yeah.
But she doesn't, I don't follow her on social media, but it was one of those things where I was like, well, Annie Mack can do it. She's known to have kids.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Beyonce was a big one. Mm. I mean, remember, I come from the years of like, I was in my prime in like 2007 when I was 21. So, I mean, the people that you look up to now who did it was like Beyonce and that kind of era of power women doing it.
So what would be like a really real advice that you would give to anyone, you know, in similar positions in music or in media or anything, thinking about having a child? What would be something like really honest to say to them?
Make sure you have balance in your life,
mm-hmm.
because and also study it. There's so many moms that don't study and they think, oh, just go with the flow. And it is a whirlwind. And I'm so lucky that we had COVID late into the pregnancy and we were locked in a room in New York and we couldn't leave because we both had COVID. And we just got loads of baby books and studied. And it was really, really brilliant because I learned so much during that time of being locked in. I don't think I ever actually would have had the time to actually look because of work and juggling and everything.
Yeah.
And I read the Sensational Sleeping Pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is she implements scheduling so you can work around your baby sleeping and your napping. And that actually really, really helped. Basically, sleep breeds sleep. So you want them to sleep as much as they possibly can. And then their feeding schedules. And that definitely helps the working mom.
Okay.
It's very interesting. I know you're also about to go on quite a tour right now. You've got a couple of international gigs coming up. Is your baby coming along?
No, he's not at the moment. He's coming to our holiday, so I'm going to meet everybody in Turkey,
mm-hmm.
which will be nice.
I know.
Nice break. But I'm flying. It's mad.
Go on.
I'm flying to... Where am I flying to? I'm flying to Lake Como and I'm playing Kygo, which is...
Oh, I love Kygo.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can I come?
I know.
Can you pack me in your suitcase?
And then I was like, right, well, I need to be back because of the baby. So fly me in and then fly me out that evening. So I'm like doing the beach party.
Mm.
So they fly me in and then I'm getting the evening flight back. Well, luckily that happened because Sergio Gebe, who I work for, they're a New York brand all about fitness, wellness and music, putting it together. They got in contact with me and I did that pregnant. And they are having this incredible videographer on tour with them as well. He's like, if you look, his name's Mark Harrison. He's mm-hmm. insane. You've never seen any videography or photography like it.
We'll definitely have a look at him.
So he's doing the videography for it and they're floating me out. So I come back to the UK for like 3 hours and then I fly to Croatia, have to get on a boat because it's on an island.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing 2 days there. Then I fly back, do a holiday for 2 weeks and then I fly to Italy.
Oh my gosh.
Do a gig in Bari and then then get another plane to back to Lake Como and do another gig in Lake Como to then fly back. So I'm not going to be in the country for about a month.
I really want your life.
I know.
Right now, I really want your life.
Incredible. Right.
Well, it is. It's so much fun and I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I do want to implement traveling. Babies are meant to enhance your life. They're not meant to change your life.
Yeah.
So I really do hope he gets into a position where I can take him away with us. The only thing is we have to like work it around his schedule with nursery. Mm. We're putting him into a very high prestigious prep school.
Okay.
And they literally like, because we think, oh, we're going to go to Bali for a month, enjoying the, because DJs don't really work in January.
Yeah, so yeah, 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 yeah.
So we're like, let's go away for 6 weeks and go to Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to still pay for the education when you're away.
No!
And I was like, what is that? No.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so if he's on tour with me, I'm literally, well, and I hope it will get to a position where I get to like tour my music because I'm trying to make as much music as
yeah.
I can.
So on that, you do have a new release out at the moment. Mm-hmm. As I said before, Jaylee's an amazing producer and has some banging singles that are out. Have you done an EP as well?
That was going to be an EP. We ended up releasing it as a single basis.
Okay.
But I've actually got a new song today.
Go on.
I can like literally play you on the microphone if you guys want to
hear. Yes,
it.
Please.
A little exclusive.
We would love that.
But it's
that.
A remake. It's a rework of a track that is a TikTok special.
Go oh. on.
So this is a rework.
Come on.
Yeah.
So that's the...
I need that song for my set.
That is sick. Well done, Jaylee. We're going to give links to this song if it's out by the time we
release the podcast.
If not, we'll do links to your past single that's just come out. But I wanted to touch on as well, like you were talking about social media and the world being your oyster from there. And, you know, I think most people that I speak to have a love-hate relationship with social media. Mm-hmm. How beneficial, firstly, work-wise, do you find it? And secondly, do you ever have... pitfalls with social media as well?
Oh, massively. You know, your mental health is so important, and seeing things on there that make you feel like you're not good enough really impacts everything, your whole mood, your energy, your abilities. And I feel like, you know, it's like there's a quote out there, sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're not even going to be in the race if you don't even try. Like, you've got to.
That's ooh! A really good one. I really love that one.
I like that one. We got
what's an advice you would give your younger self today?
I was talking about this with Barney the other day, my partner, and I said a lot of people gave me the advice saying, take your time, enjoy the process. I wish somebody said, you've got to work hard to see results. Don't fuck around. Because life is short,
yeah.
And you never know when your time is up. And like I did the Jamal Edwards Birthday Foundation
with last night,
last
didn't
night, 366 Studios, and that just he gave his whole life in the time that he was here on Earth,
yeah.
Mm. And he really showed results from his hard work with yeah. SBTV, and just really put your head down and work hard because it's really hard to progress unless you work hard and you have luck. Luck's a big part of it as well. Mm-hmm. But if you've just got luck, you can only get so far. Mm-hmm. But if you work hard and you have luck,
it's true.
Have you?
So much can happen. You know.
Thank you for sharing. Do you also find as a female in this very very tricky, interesting and fickle industry that you're in?
Have you had difficulties in the music industry as a female at all?
Yeah, with like people trying to shape you or see you as something that you're completely not.
Mm.
Especially when I do gigs abroad, the sound engineers really look down on female DJs,
yeah,
thinking they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Especially to you, who's an engineer.
I love, you know, that I have the best feeling coming off stage after a gig, and they come up to me and go, "I've never seen a woman like that perform."
Wow!
And I'm like, I have to show. It's like female footballers. They've got to be better than male footballers to make impact. And that's shit.
Yeah.
Why can't we all be the same level?
Yeah. So, have you ever had, like, you know, kind of in club gigs and stuff, we get a lot of female DJs over-sexualized by the owners of the places and, you know, made to feel uncomfortable or sometimes even on away gigs being put in dangerous situations, things that male counterparts don't really have to think about?
Yeah, massively. There's been times where I've been like to the bouncer, can you please walk me to my car because I don't feel safe in this situation, having a gig at 4 a.m. in the morning. A lot of the time back in the day, I've been DJing since 2012 professionally, and I would wear baggy t-shirts.
Yeah.
The first like half my time DJing, like half my career, because I was just like, people just judged you on the fact you're a blonde female DJ,
very good looking,
with big tits or something like that, you know. That's why I'd always wear, like, I say that I'm wearing like a cute little white crop top today, but DJing, like wearing high neck clothes and stuff, because you do feel a bit naked, especially on the decks anyway. As a performer, you feel very naked, very exposed. So I think they should really respect the safety of females a little bit more, because you do get a different response to it than men do. You know what, actually, I did a night at a lesbian club.
Oh wow, cool.
And I went to the toilet and I was groped six times.
Oh my god.
And I get they wouldn't do that if they were a guy, because they're physically not allowed to. But it made me laugh. Like, it didn't really, but at the same time I was like, oh god,
really gotta put the puppies away.
Yeah.
Darling, I've got to ask you another question. When you taught me how to DJ, you said something that always stuck in my mind. You said to me, amongst many other things, you said, Laura, you've got to, and I'm gonna completely not quote you and probably misquote you, but you've got to put the beat up because people are on MDMA, people are taking Mandy, and this is when the Mandy kicks in, and this is when they want to dance. Am I?
Yeah. So basically, I was very much like, I think I learned it from Kygo, actually. He brings everybody, he starts at like a medium BPM and he brings their heart rates right down. We're talking BPM, beats per minute, bringing them right down to a sultry 100. And then you build that back up again, and then you take them on a journey. Remember, as your DJ job is to take people on a journey with your set. So you want to have the dynamic. So you start here and you come all the way up. Roller coaster and come crashing back down again, and then up again, and you take this. It's a dynamic journey. That's how music should flow. But again, people are on substances, and when they are on substances, like, they really do feel the journey. Like, if they're on LSD or something, or mushrooms or something, the music makes such a wonderful impact.
Absolutely.
With these natural drugs that help with mental health and people's life that they're dealing with right now. And I mean, do you guys watch Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's Netflix thing?
I do.
And she's always about psychedelics at the moment. She's amazing psychedelics are for
me. Isn't it?
Well, it's plant medicine. I'm a big plant medicine fan. I've had an extraordinary experience, and I don't consider it recreational drugs. That's my opinion. Yeah. But, you know, that's...
And microdosing as well. I know a lot of people that microdose and have seen beautiful, amazing
results
with
depression, results with a lot of things.
Illnesses. But
illnesses. Yes, she's all over it, and she's doing it, and she's very open about it. It's a little bit easier in the US, I think. But what I find interesting is exactly what you just said, taking people on a journey. That's what makes it sexy. That's what makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. And also, you said something that I'll never forget, that you said it's all about the crowd.
Yeah.
Do you still believe that very much?
Always.
Do you still live with the crowd? Is that because
100%.
That's what you taught me. Yeah.
You never ever. I did at the beginning with festivals. I always prepped my sets, but at the end of the day, you are reading the crowd. So find that one person who is dancing on the crowd more than anything, and feed off their energy. And they're taking you on a journey just as much as you're taking them on a journey by watching them in the crowd. And another tip that I was given years ago is, you're only as good as your last gig.
Correct.
It's true.
Same with actors.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're almost running out of time, so I want you to tell us what you have coming up, what you're excited about career-wise, family-wise, obviously your wonderful holiday and tour, but is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
I think right now I'm in a space in my mind as a family member where I'm trying to create assets in my life where So like where I want to take my podcasting is hiring subcontractors or hiring people, putting them on a PAYE and giving them a job and growing the podcast company and making that one of the best in the world, where then I can then focus on bringing in the clients and making music, because that is my main passion, is making music. Sometimes I find it really, really hard to do that with the little amount of time that I have with the baby and juggling everything. So I really hope I get to release more music this year, and I'm trying my hardest, and I would love to get a track out with an incredible label. Like and Juno Deep, or I love Defected. I've always been a big fan.
I was about to say, you're a Defected girl.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Defected. So that would be a friggin'
A dream
come true if I manage to get a track. I think that's in my manifestations.
It will come.
Yeah.
And very lastly, first of all, just really two quick questions. Number one, are you ever too old to start DJing?
Oh my God, no. All the biggest DJs are in their like late 40s.
Great. Yeah. And number two, what's an advice you can give to someone who wants to start DJing? I think it's totally okay for everyone to start at any time, whatever they want to do. It's not too late. You're never too late to the party, that kind of thing. But is there an advice that you would give?
Like, don't feel threatened about becoming a bedroom DJ, because that we've all been there. We've all locked ourselves away, and like it's like learning the guitar. It's exactly the same. And also, people in the world don't dismiss DJs because they're DJs. Don't judge them, because they are some of the smartest people in the world. Honestly, to be good at DJing, you kind of have to be good at maths. It's all the numbers game at the end of the day. Sure. So, I feel like a lot of people judge DJs. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, don't judge a DJ, because their job is bloody hard. They have to be their own accountants. They've got to be their own bookers. They've got to be their own agents, and plus have the energy to be able to perform and get the music that they need to get as well.
Yeah, and it's actually an extremely hard skill to learn as well, you know. And if everyone could do it, they would. So, I think it says a lot to get to a certain level, which you have. And
throw loads of house parties.
Yeah.
Because that's where you're going to get the practice in.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Is there anything else anyone wants to pop in? Or
Jaylee, I'm going to say a big, massive thank you. You're a massive inspiration to me. A massive inspiration to, as Laura mentioned earlier, to a lot of people today. You're a female. You're a DJ. You're an entrepreneur. You're a mummy. You are so many more things. I know that... I know that we're very lucky to have you on the show today, because I think you'll be so famous and so massive within this year that you probably will not have a minute to spare. And we really love you, and you're a big part of our lives.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me on DJ Diaries. I was going to say DJ to Diapers, which is
DJ to Diapers.
I love that. Yeah. And I do want to say also to our listeners, please do check out Jaylee on all her platforms, which she's going to give you right now. And do check out this video, which I swear I'm going to make viral, where the boy is just happy.
I'm going to try and do one weekly now, because I really enjoyed it. And it only took me 3 minutes to do, so I was like,
Rocket have like a favorite like genre song?
Not yet. Oh, actually, there's a track that we made years ago when I was doing kids music. That's another story in itself, and it's called the Wiggle Song. And it goes, wiggle, wiggle, everybody wiggle. It's a little bit of wiggle and a little bit of giggle. Wiggle, wiggle, everybody wiggle. Everybody wiggle with me. And that is like a Baby Shark version.
That's his
of
tune.
His tune. And got it. Honestly, I'll send it to you as well if you want to use it as in content. But honestly, I was like, this is going to be fucking viral, because he loves it. And it's so nice, because my dad wrote it.
We're going to have the new TikTok dance done by Rocket to the Wiggle Wiggle song, and it's all upwards from there.
Can you give us your all your socials?
So on TikTok, it's just Jaylee. That's very baby content, by the way. So don't expect lots of DJ stuff. I'm going to start putting DJ mashups with him in there, but it's baby. And I'm trying to keep my Instagram strictly DJ. And that is... Jaylee Music, J-A-Y-L-I Music, across all platforms, Facebook,
Facebook?
MySpace.
Not MySpace. Does that still exist? Oh my God, no. Imagine. Facebook, I was going to say Mixcloud and SoundCloud. The clouds. But yeah, that's.
Thank you, Jaylee.
Thank you. We love you. Woo-hoo!
We love you.
DJ Diaries.
That's a fucking wrap.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.